Erev Shabbos, Parshas Kisavei, Tavshin Samach Tes. Parshas Kisavei is well known that it's one of the two parshas in the Torah that contain in it the very long and harsh rebuke, the Teichacha, one in Parshas Bechukosai and one in Parshas Kisavei. In the Parshas Kisavei, the Torah depicts pasuk after pasuk of the terrible things that befall the Bnei Yisrael when we don't live up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's expectations. Select few psukim of the brachas that we could achieve and can gain if we do listen to him, and and then many psukim explaining what will happen. All of these curses will come upon you. That's what it says in our parsha. And the one pasuk, which is very famous in this week's parasha, which sort of underscores the whole reason why you'll be put into galus, be sent into exile, why the Beis Midrash will be destroyed, is Tachas Hashalayavadata Hashem Alekecha B'Simcha V'Tuv Levav Meirev Kol. An account that you didn't serve Hashem B'Simcha, with joy of a Tuv Levav, with the goodness and a gladness of heart, Meirev Kol, from all the abundance that Hashem had given us. He gave us a Beis Hamikdash, we were prosperous, and when he didn't, therefore, you'll serve your enemy, etc., etc. Svasemis points out that if this is the case, that we went into Golus because we lacked the Simcha, so he says, Yesh lulmoy mizeh, that mikoshkem emidateva, kishem en Yisrael, oivdin la Hashem Yisrael begolus. Besimcha, if we would serve Hashem besimcha now in Golus, then certainly Yovei HaGaula Bez Hashem, then the Gaula would come. If this is the whole reason why the Gaulas came, because we lack the Simcha, if we're B'Simcha, the Gaula comes. It's as simple as that. Problem is like this. The Ramban tells us that the Teichacha in Parshas Bechukosai is explaining what took place in the first Beis HaMikdash, and the Teichacha in our Parshas is what took place in the second Beis HaMikdash. And he goes through many of the psukim. You can ask Arthur, he went through the whole Ramban already. He'll tell you all the psukim where the Ramban points out that you see the psukim are clearly indicating what took place during the Roman Empire, during the second Beis Hamikdash destruction. That's what happened. The first Beis Hamikdash is the Bechukosai, and the second is Kisavei. If so, we could ask the following question. We know the famous Gemara in Yuma, Daf Tes Amud Beis. Why would the first Beis Hamikdash destroyed? Because they had the three cardinal sins. Why was the second Beis Hamikdash destroyed? When they had Torah, they were doing mitzvahs. Why was it destroyed? Because they had sinas chinam. Sinas chinam, they hated one another. Tok lashon hara, there was jealousy. That's the reason why it was destroyed. And yet here, the Gemara has to go search for some reason why the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed. And here we have a clear pasuk why the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed. Because you served Hashem, yeah, but you didn't do it b'simcha. I think the answer is like this. Indeed, the cause of the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash was because there was sinas chinam, there was baseless hatred, there was jealousy amongst Jews, there was lashon hara amongst Jews. But here the Torah is saying, what was the symptom for all that? You know why there was sinas chinam amongst Yidden? You know why we couldn't get along? You know why there was jealousy and lashon hara? Because we didn't have simcha. Because people were not happy with themselves. If a person is not happy with himself, if he's not serving Hashem b'simcha, if he's not content with himself, then he starts finding negative things about somebody else. Then he starts being jealous of somebody else. Then he starts hating somebody else. And indeed, what the Sfasemis is telling us is very true. If every Yid would attain this level of simcha, if every Yid would be besimcha in himself, would be happy with his lot that Hashem gave him, if every Yid, if we would be besimcha, we would serve Hashem besimcha, then all else would fall away. There would be no more jealousy, no more lashon hara, and that's what the pasuk is telling us. The beautiful idea from the Baal HaTanya, will end with this, which I heard from in the shir once from Shlomo Freifeld, to explain a Gemara in Erevin. But really, just it brings out this point, and we see it's very true. The Gemara in Erevin, Gimel Amud Beis, is discussing how to measure certain shiurim. And the Gemara says there's two types of measurement. You want to put either the fingers together or a fist together to measure a tefach or an amma. The Gemara makes a distinction with halalu seichakais v'halalu atzevois. There are two types of measurements. You can make the fist or the fingers loose, and that's seichakais, so there's more space in it, so it's a little bit bigger. Or you could press them together, atzevois. You can press them together. What's the difference between seichakais and atzevois, whether you press them together or not? Now we know the word, these words come from. The Balatanya pointed out, Seichakais means smiling, happy. And Atzevois means pressed, means sad, depressed. So the idea is like this: when someone is Atzevois, someone is Otzev, when he's sad, he's constricted. If he's constricted, that means he's letting less people into him. He's letting less Torah into him. He's letting less mitzvahs into him. When someone is Seichakais, when he's happy, he's besimcha, he is expansive. Himself, he's expansive. Well, if he's expansive, so he can let more Torah into him. If he's expansive, he can let more mitzvahs and more chesed. If he's expansive, he can let more people into his life. And the mashal, which is a mashal that everybody can relate to, is that a person could have an enemy which he hasn't spoken to in a year and a half because he's so upset at him. And then he makes a simcha. He makes a simcha, he makes a chasana, he marries off a child, he makes a shevrach, and this person shows up. He's in the community, shows up. What's the first thing you do? You give him a hug. You give him a hug. He's a person, 2 days ago, you really couldn't speak to him. But now he came by to say mazel tov. Yeah? You give him a hug. What happened? Because when a person's besimchas, he's opened up. He has expanded himself. If he's expanded himself, he could let in everybody. He could let in even his enemy, who was his enemy, could let him in. Because Baruch was saying the reason why the state of being that the Yidden came to during the second base of English was Senaschina, Malashanara, Kina, was because we didn't have Simcha. We didn't have Simcha, we depressed ourselves. We were Atzevois. And when we're seichakais, when we expand ourselves, when every person works on the midah of simcha, which needs a whole number of shiurim in its own right, we'll have to explain how a person becomes and attains simcha. Well, when we attain simcha, indeed, all else will fall away to the wayside, and that will bring the gula. Agunar Shabbat.